Coming Home to Holly Close Farm by Julie Houston and read by Lana Wallace Taylor for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Midhope, Yorkshire. July 1953. From each observation point across the rough grass terrain, all approaches were covered. Anyone arriving or leaving, any movement, whether human or otherwise, could be monitored by at least one of them. Although the moon was a newly formed sliver, visibility across the acre or so of land was good. No light was seen from any of the farm's many windows. No smoke rose negligently from a single one of its four huge stone chimneys on this chilly July night. The waiting continued, until suddenly, in the early hours of the new day, the stillness was shattered by gunshot. A volley of 5 shots, in rapid succession, blasted the cool summer night air and was immediately succeeded by what seemed, to those waiting stiff and rendered almost lifeless in the long grass, a yawning silence. And then they rose, almost as one, darkly spectral figures of a childhood nightmare, scrambling, slipping and falling down the hill towards the direction from which the shots had come. Chapter 1. Friday evening, and I could almost taste the gin and tonic waiting for me as I dragged the carrier bags of shopping up to my flat on the second floor. Wincing as the plastic cut into both hands, I dumped the bags onto the floor with relief and had a good scrabble round in my shoulder bag for the dorky. Dominic always laughed at what regularly surfaced from the depths of the TARDIS. Sketches and notes for the new designs I was working on, fabric and flooring samples, an overripe banana, and the usual makeup and Oyster card. What the hell was wrong with the key? I peered at it, scrutinising the tarnished metal before attempting to ram it once more into the Yale lock of the flat door. No go. Bugger. Had I got the wrong key? No, it was the one I always used. The key Dominic had fastened onto my bunch when he'd suggested we make our relationship rather more permanent. I'd been over the moon, more than happy to leave the cramped flat I shared in Bayswater with a rather strange girl from Lancashire who very rarely socialised, and who thought a good night's entertainment consisted of the sofa pulled up in front of Strictly while making her way stolidly through an entire half-pound tub of Philadelphia cream cheese. It was definitely the right key. I peered again, turned it over and tried again. Nope. Had I bent it? Put it out of service somehow earlier in the day when my bag had collided with that cyclist on the Old Kent Road as I rushed, late as usual, for an initial consultation on this morning's new job. I rubbed tentatively at my leg where the bike's front wheel had caught my foot as I stepped onto the zebra crossing, flooring me physically while its owner had attempted to do the same mentally, pouring vitriol onto my head as I lay, speechless, in the road. Having problems? A tall, very attractive blonde appeared at my side, and I started at her words. Yes, the damn lock appears to be jammed. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. The woman, older than me but far more glamorous, scrutinised me carefully, taking in every aspect of my sweating face and, after an afternoon on a building site, my creased and dusty jeans, denim jacket and scuffed heavy-duty boots. She smiled. Here, try this one. I think you'll have more success. Sorry? I took a step away from my front door, tripped over the bags of shopping, and looked at the woman full on as she stood, eyebrows raised, offering me the key. Sir, what are you? I laughed. The fairy godmother of knackered keys? Gosh, no. Nothing as imaginative as that. She smiled again. How about the gullible wife of a cheating bastard husband? Oh, that's awful for you. I'm so sorry. And didn't you know? I do now. She was no longer smiling. Look, are you being deliberately obtuse, or are you just thick? She tutted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?